What is up, everybody?
And welcome back to Mile Higher Podcast.
Welcome back. We are here today for a slightly different type of episode, but it will still be great, I think.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be great. It's actually going to be awesome. You know how we had said, like, in a few episodes that we really wanted to do something. Well, we kept calling it a bullshit sesh, but I think that's what we were calling it.
Was it?
I think. I don't know. We were asking you guys, do you want to see some type of, I don't know. And you guys were like, yes, we want to see one where you just kind of chill. It's like more casual, more, we don't really have a plan for the episode. And we really wanted to do that also because we wanted to do that type of episode anyway. So we were thinking about how do we kind of
incorporate
make an episode
what we're doing normally with. Yeah. A more chill. We want this to feel really just like we're kicking back, we're drinking some cloud nine yeah. syrup, and we're just talking.
We wanted the podcast to be like that, but it turns out when you talk about murderers and like crazy conspiracy theories, it gets a little serious around here. So we thought it'd be fun to have a more laid back episode. You guys were really requesting that. And then the next time we do this, we are hoping to also include like questions from you guys. To have like more of an interactive experience. But today we are doing our first Ponder Sesh.
Which, good job on coming up with that name.
I love marketing things.
Ponder Sesh.
Ponder Sesh.
Yeah, and not only that, we have lots of changes happening today. If you guys probably didn't notice.
Can we acknowledge our shitty intro? I hate it. I'm
sorry. So yeah, if you like the song today, great. If not, don't worry. We're working on a
Sounds
replacement.
Sounds like an 80s or
it's
90s
too
commercial.
It's too dubstepy and like...
Reminds me of like a Listerine commercial from the 80s.
It's not chill enough. Let's just say that. It's like... Not, it's just too hype. So, so basically what happened is this is episode 28 today and we've been completely fine. Well, guess what? Our good buddies at YouTube, they decided to roll out this tool to everybody called Content ID Match. And basically this tool is in the hands of anybody out there and it gives you the ability to search out all the content on YouTube to find if your content is anywhere, audio or video. So basically, Silence by Marshmello and Redbone by Childish Gambino, which we've been using, have been copyrighted. So,
well, it's
yay.
Changed quite a bit because, like, the kind of the rule of thumb on YouTube was like just use like a small enough, like we were using like a couple seconds of it, that it's considered fair use. And in court, we'd be fine. But then YouTube has introduced this new thing where people can split
revenue with somebody.
So
which you have no idea what the revenue split is either. It's quite a bit.
It's probably like 90 for them, 10 for us. So obviously we can't like use a copyrighted intro anymore, as much as it sucks because we love that song. We love the outro song.
I know it's just getting good with the intro and
just had it all set up.
The animations Travis did, like, which by the way, thank you so much, Travis Ragsdale. Seriously, dude.
You guys gotta look at his Instagram. It is so cool. It's just at Travis Ragsdale. We'll put it in the Instagram.
He's the one who created the logo. He created the animations and the intro outro. The outro one is coming, actually. It is super dope. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
Nothing compared to what he does on his Instagram, though. No, he does such cool. Like, I just stare at them for like minutes at a time. They're so interesting.
Seriously, no, it's very entertaining. So thanks, dude.
Yes.
But next order of business. So somebody mentioned I should go on Fiverr.com to try to get somebody to make us a homemade song. Because here's the thing. With a lot of podcasts, a lot of shows, what they do is they do that typical kind of radio intro, outro, like, welcome back, everybody, to the Mall Harp. You know, like all of that.
You are listening
to. Listening to Kendall. Yeah. And I'm just like, that's not us. It's just not. It just doesn't work for this. We're not. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? So I've hit up a couple of people and I've got a couple different artists in making like real songs about our content. So, and one of the requirements was it's got to have Stay Woken, of course. So it'll be hilarious. It'll be awesome to see what happens. So,
oh my God.
But we'll see. They can take it out if they want, but I'm just saying.
I'm skeptical. I'm really bummed that we don't have our regular one.
I know.
Hey,
we'll miss it.
Rest in peace. Got to move on, right? Gotta learn as we go.
Speaking of moving on,
yeah,
we're moving.
Yeah, kind of. Doesn't matter for you guys. It's gonna be the same spot for y'all. But yeah, we have been talking. I mean, obviously, we're in a really small space right now. I wish we could just like show you guys the room real fast, but it's a very tiny little box here.
Yeah,
there's no way we could fit on a third person on this podcast ever in this room. So we thought like eventually we're gonna have to get. we were going to rent a space. Hopefully that was like the goal. One day, maybe we can rent a space and then we can have guests, but the podcast has done so well and we're already having like so many ideas for guests that we could have. And we're just really excited about doing that. So we were like, how do we go about doing this? We could rent a space, but we do have this house, and like we got this house so that we can have kids one day and they can use the basement. It's a finished basement. But we're like, we're so far off from having kids, like years. Seriously, mentally, we do not want kids for like years.
Years.
So we are going to transform our basement into a giant podcast studio so that we can have guests, and it'll just be, you know, Mile Higher 0.2.
Yeah, like...
Or 2.0, sorry.
Like, if you've ever seen the H3 podcast, kind of like, that's my, like, dream kind of setup that he has. Just, oh, or like Joe setup. Rogan. Joe Rogan, too.
Don't set your standards too high.
No, I know, not too high. It won't be that nice. But still, it will be cool to have just a larger space, you know, so yeah, you can see the whole room. We can add more things to look at besides us.
And more people. Like, we have people that I think just friends of ours that would be, like, really interesting to have on the podcast. We want to really get guests on that aren't just, like, other people doing influencer type stuff or celebrities, if we were ever able to pull that off. But like, we want to interview people that are just normal people of Colorado that have interesting yeah things going on. We want to like talk to as many different types of people that we can. And so we just thought it was a good time to do it.
Yeah. And it'll just like, we haven't been advertising like, come on our podcast.
No, because we can't. We can't have anyone on it yet.
You'd be sitting right in the middle.
Yeah, we'd have to like have you on our like lap.
Seriously though, there's just not enough room. So it's going to be a much bigger space. It's going to yeah be very cool. If you guys have any ideas, or you know, you want to make something for the podcast studio,
oh, that would
we
be
would
sick
love to have like stuff. You know, we want it to be a collective area.
Does anyone know how to make neon signs?
Yeah, neon signs. Anything cool? Anything logo? Anything our theme? That's awesome. But yeah, thanks to the patrons though. Seriously.
Yeah, like, that's what the main point of this is.
Like, we're able to do that because of them.
Yes. And your investment in our podcast.
Right. And even if you're only doing $1, like $1 helps, dude. Like, seriously, it adds really up. And it has allowed us to kind of fast track this thing. Like,
yeah,
we were thinking we weren't going to do this till the end of the year next year, but we realized like we can do this now.
We can do it. Yeah.
Let's get it going now. Yeah. So we can hopefully just keep the train going, you know?
Yeah,
so
you guys have allowed us not only that, but to have our equipment. We have really good microphones. We've been able to invest as much as we can into
the yeah, absolutely. You know, well, our setup right now is pretty nice for what yeah we're doing. So
and that's thanks to the Patreon. So huge shout out to you guys.
Well, yeah, because we weren't fucking monetized for like 20 weeks. Yeah. We did like 20 weeks of free
episodes. And now like, they're still like demonetized.
Yeah,
us.
Now we're copyrighted and everything.
Dude, just, oh my God, you guys. The OJ Simpson video that I did, that was two parts and like close to an hour long. The whole thing was yeah demonetized.
Yeah. Yeah. And what'd you make? Like $48 off that
yeah
shit?
Yeah.
Like
first day.
$48, dude. What the hell?
I know. People never believe that's you crap when you say that's like crap you're having ad problems. But thankfully, most of the time I've been good. But this particular one kind of stung because it was a long, it was like 3 days of hell because Mercury retrograded. Wow.
Sorry. It retrograded.
It
sure
literally retrograded. Mercury went into retrograde like right when I started this project and everything went to shit. My memory card was fucked up. The computer was fucked up. The file was fucked up. Endless fuckery. It was just a disaster. So it was kind of annoying that
endless
happened.
Endless fuckery.
Honestly, I was just so excited to get that video up for you guys though because I just was so interested in the story. Don't you think we got to do a podcast on OJ Simpson?
Oh yeah, because you guys will want to hear my opinions on that.
Yeah, Josh has some interesting opinions. Let's not even get into that today. That's a whole nother box to open.
Yeah. But seriously, guys, thanks for all the support. You guys truly are the homies. Thanks for spreading the word. I love seeing like tweets that you guys send of like us on your like big screen in your living room and stuff. Yeah. Like for me especially, to see my face on somebody else's TV is just like, it makes me trip out. Like I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. This is amazing. I never thought I'd see this day, you know, so thank you guys. But I got a question from Chloe R this week, one of our patrons, and she has a very interesting question. Ooh. She said, if you were faced with a kill or be killed situation, do you think you would be able to murder the other person in order to save yourself? So I guess answer that first. If you're faced with a kill or be killed situation, would you be able to murder the... I guess you'd be killing in self-defense, essentially. But would you be able to do it? It'd be hard to fucking kill somebody.
It'd be like, how do you have to kill them? I think I could shoot someone.
Yeah.
Because I would just point it and look away and like do it.
Seriously.
But I couldn't like knife someone, I feel like. Or like do something crazy like that.
It would have to be a very intense physical struggle where I'm feeling pain too, so that my adrenaline's like peaked.
Yeah.
And like I'm just raging. Because like I know I could like rage on somebody if I got to that level.
Yeah.
Which is very, very hard to get me to that level.
I think if they were threatening my dogs or you.
Yeah, what if somebody had a knife to my throat?
Oh my God.
Would you come and stab them in the back? You would?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Good to know.
But I would hate every second of it.
Oh, then this is the second part of her question. She said, would you plead guilty on grounds of self-defense or try to cover up the killing based on all the research you've done on murder cases where they've successfully hid the bodies? Well, if it was truly self-defense, then I wouldn't need to cover it up.
I am a shitty liar. I'd have to be honest.
Yeah.
I'd have to tell them. Yeah.
Plus, it'd be hard to cover it up.
I'd just start crying.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I could probably cover it up, I think, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you're sneaky ass.
I could probably figure it out if I had absolutely had to. And there were, and I actually saw like a way out. It'd have to be a pretty, I don't take like really unnecessary risks. So it'd have to be like pretty cut clean getaway there. Like,
oh my God.
But I think I could pull it off.
Did you know the majority of killers are Virgos?
You know why? It's because we're fucking methodical. We're logical and we are very calculated in our moves and we're sneaky as fuck.
Yes.
So sneaky. All of us are sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, well, and you have Scorpio ascended.
Yes, and that really helps. Sneaky. Helps out with that. Yeah. For sure.
You're just a sneaky little thing.
You know what? I am. You know, I would describe myself as sneaky.
Like, if you were evil, but if you were, like, fucked up, you could be evil.
I'm not a bad guy. Just because you're sneaky doesn't mean it's bad sneaky. Like, I'm doing something sneaky.
Well, you've never done anything. Like, Josh has never cheated on me or, like, I've never caught him in a lie or anything. I mean, unless it's, like,
it's always been about dumbass shit. It's always about stupid
shit.
Josh
likes to throw shit out that's, like, important to me.
Don't expose me right now.
My textbooks one time. He was like, oh, I thought it was an old book. Okay, that was like the most extreme case, but there's been like times where he's thrown out like little tea accessories.
No,
or,
like I've thrown out stuff a lot. Like one of the ones I'm most ashamed of is whenever I throw stuff out to just get like rid of the evidence.
You get that Virgo like panic where it's like there's too much shit and I'm kind of a hoarder. So he's just but throws my just, stuff out.
It's specific, like tools specifically. Like,
oh yeah.
I don't like to do a lot of handiwork. Like I'm not a carpenter. I'm a tech guy. I don't fucking do nails and you know, fucking hammers. So one time in the far off history of my life, I threw a hammer away because it was a brand new hammer to just toss it in the trash.
You've done that twice.
I think I've thrown away a couple hammers, actually. I think I threw out a whole tool set of one.
This because hammer's broken.
Because then I knew she would ask, if be like, where's your hammer? And I'd be like, I don't know. She'd be like, and then now she knows if it's gone, she'd be like, you fucking threw it away.
So. I started catching on.
But yeah, it's just weird.
We still
shit.
Haven't hung up anything in our house, you guys. This is actually so bad. We moved in.
We've
here
hung
in
up
September.
More stuff in this room than the rest of our house. We have like two tapestries and usually a couple canvases.
And upstairs, we straight up have the same old hooks that the person before us that lived here had. And we just hung up our pictures on it and they're like not even centered. They don't match anything. We like never tried to put up pictures. We haven't even printed out pictures of our wedding, dude.
Dude,
like,
you're
that's
right.
Really bad.
We haven't.
It's been 2 years. So yeah.
We hey, I grew up in a house with zero pictures on the walls. Like it was white walls
that's
everywhere.
Weird. Yeah, your parents never hung.
They never decorated our houses.
That's strange.
Because we moved a lot, though.
So that's like a pain in the ass, and you have to get them filled.
It's true.
Holes.
It is a pain. I would probably do the same.
I feel like in the future we're just gonna have like holograms on the walls of all of our.
It's just gonna. Our walls are gonna be
gonna
LED
be like, okay,
panels.
You put this tiny little thing, this little like little doohickey on the wall, and then it like does a little hologram up right onto the wall of a picture,
like a projection.
Yep. Just stick it on, just
that'd
like
be
a,
really cool.
You know, one of those strips, the maxi strips.
Oh yeah.
Maxi strips? Is that like am I talking about tampons now?
What
maxi
are you
pads?
Talking about?
Maxi strips. What are those called? I gotta know now.
Oh,
the strips.
Velcro.
Dirt. We had to get them in the dorms.
Wait, oh, I know, the peel, the like easy peel
ones.
Yes,
I'm trying to think of the name of them.
What are they called?
Command strips.
Command strips.
And I'm like, maxi strips?
That's maxi pad, maxi what? Pads. Oh my God, dude. This is just getting embarrassing at this point.
Okay, right. Are we ready to start like
all right, let's out? All right, let's get into, we got
some weird shit to share with everyone today.
Well, before we share weird shit.
Oh, right.
Did you guys see the blood moon? All right. And here's the thing about it. It was like most of us didn't see it, though. We couldn't see it.
No, I know. I know.
Because it was Europe, South America, mm-hmm. Asia, Australia that saw it. So anybody out there from across the globe, what'd you think of the blood moon? Did you see the total lunar eclipse?
So I'm sure you're saying, what's a blood moon?
Yes. What is a blood moon?
Enlighten us, Josh Aldor.
All right. So, yeah. So there was a blood moon on July 27th, 2018. And it's what's crazy about this one is it's the longest lunar eclipse we had ever.
So that's what's causing it to be red.
For a long time.
Is the fact that it's a lunar eclipse.
Right. It's the shadow casted.
It's the longest one of the century.
Yes. It's the century. And it's, until 2123 is when we'll see the next one.
Well.
And it was 4 hours long. 4 hours. So it was because it's a total eclipse at a time of year when the Earth reaches its farthest point from the sun in its orbit, while the moon will be at its furthest point from the Earth. Therefore, it casts a larger shadow over the moon. Hmm. Eclipse season happens every 6 months and reflects changes and shifts. The effects of a solar eclipse can last up to 6 months, while the effects of a lunar eclipse can last 1 to 3 months.
Dude, it makes such a difference on us. It makes such an impact on us.
I think it has there's definitely something affecting the planet's energy and its field, its magnetic energy field.
Yes.
Because I was just thinking about that the other day, the amount of is this just normal, summer? Like, it's not just, the weather's affected by astrological events. So the fact that there's all these volcanoes erupting and all this activity on the planet.
Have there been a lot of geologic volcanoes?
Oh, it's been
I've seen
crazy.
Some. I didn't know there was an extra amount.
There's been a ton of eruptions lately.
Wow.
And there's been a lot of monsoons. I mean, we've seen this every year, I feel like, but I feel like it's just getting more and more.
It is.
And more.
All weather events are.
Every day I'm checking the news and it's just one weather event after another, between tornadoes to monsoons to.
Oh my gosh, sorry. There's this huge bug. I'm sorry, guys. We have a window in our office.
I was like, what?
Dude, you have no
Somebody
idea.
Somebody just walked
Babe,
in
it
here?
Was straight up 3 inches long. It's in there.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of crazy shit in the window
I'm,
well.
I'm trying not to cringe. I'm so scared of bugs. Okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry I interrupted you.
No.
I almost had a heart attack just now.
It's fine. It's fine.
But yeah, I agree. I think the moon really does have such an effect.
Right. I think it does too, and I don't totally understand how, if you want to ask me, well, Josh, how does it affect the Earth's energy and stuff? I couldn't tell you exactly how that works.
I don't think we understand that.
But
we can see the pattern.
But it's interesting.
All the people that commented on, we had a podcast recently when I asked if there's anyone out there in the medical profession who can tell us whether or not things get weirder during the full moon. And everyone that responded, everyone, no matter what they were working in. One person talked about how she was working at a retirement home, and she said all the patients in a dementia unit, and all the patients would just get up and really, really be confused and were mobile and getting in fights during the full moon. It was just crazy for them. So
do you believe that there is a astrological impact between our minds and astrology and just the planets and celestial bodies? Do you think there's a connection? Does it affect us?
Yes,
does it actually affect us, or is it placebo effect, or is it just
I don't think it's a placebo effect. That I mean, if you look at the statistics around the full moon, it's crazy.
Because the scientific community right now would say that is just kind of pseudoscience at this point.
Well, there's definitely a lot of evidence that can't be proven.
Right. Well, yeah. That proves that there is that connection.
I wouldn't at the end of the day bank on anything. I don't
no.
commit to astrology enough to be I am 100% sure this is what's true. in my own personal experience, it's what I identify with most, the most patterns that I can see in my own personal life, patterns I can see in other people's lives, time periods. Like, there's a lot that goes into my belief of astrology further just than just the moon or something. But
But I'm just talking in a very general sense. Like, I think right now we just don't understand modern science doesn't understand that connection.
No,
we don't, because I think it's
a spiritual thing. Right, though. It's not connected with science. Like, it's two different.
It's a different level that we can't measure with the scientific method. So therefore, it gets called pseudoscience because we don't understand it.
It's interesting how aggressive people will be about astrology too. Like, it's not real. It's not. Someone like yelled at me on Twitter, like in all caps, like. It's you're just believing this because basically because you're dumb. And I want to be like, would you go up to like a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew and say that everything you believe is not real? You would not say that. Like, it's maybe you don't believe what they believe, but you wouldn't say it.
Right.
I find it so rude that people just think it's okay to just shit on astrology to someone who just like truly believes in it, because I'm not pushing it on anyone else. I'm not telling anyone this is what's true. I'm just
sharing what I know about it. That's just plain wrong in that case.
Exactly. Like, I respect anyone's belief to believe anything. If that's to believe astrology is a bunch of bullshit, then that's fine. I don't care.
No, it's the same goes for anybody else's spiritual beliefs, you know?
Yeah.
We should be respectful of one another. Like, exactly. Fucking Christ.
And open to other ideas, even if you don't believe them yourself. It's still okay to listen to something and take interest in what someone's talking about and not commit to believing it or not feel attacked. If someone's explaining what they think to you or what they believe, to take it like they're forcing this on me and they're shoving it down my throat. And like, there's no attack there. It's just sharing information. If we were able to share information with each other more freely without people getting angry, the world would be a better place.
Wouldn't it?
People get so like...
Because people, people take everything personal, man. And, and think that you're
especially this day and age.
Calling them dumb under the it's like.
I know.
And that's where we've gotten to as a society. I like this like off track we're going here. But I like talking about this because I think it's important that, you know, this is where our society's at right now, where we can't find any common ground with one another. When at the end of the day, like all of this noise and all of the, it's just distractions. It's just bullshit. Honestly, it's all fucking bullshit. And at the end of the day, if we were, you know, at the end of the fucking planet, what do we got?
Nothing.
A human being and a fucking human being.
It's
and the planet.
I know.
That's it.
Our respect for each other has become so diminished.
Right. And it's because based off
like,
of bullshit.
If you don't believe this, or if you're a Republican and I'm a Democrat, we're not friends. If this and this, we're not friends. People like find anything to set them apart. You like this sports team. I like that.
It's gotten really bad too.
It's very divisive.
Yes. And
in all aspects.
Unfortunately, social media and the internet has kind of fueled that because it's given people a platform. It's given them a way to sort of blast it into the faces of everybody else. Like unknowingly sometimes, like just put it out there. And it's creating a lot of problems. And I'm a little worried about where things are headed at this point, because I don't know. We're just like in this fucking social war right now, it feels like.
Yep.
Like conservatives versus liberals versus, you know, and that the fact that we even have to like refer to ourselves, like we all talk about how we don't want to refer to like stereotypes of people. Like we try not to be like, you know, you're the nerds, you're the jock, blah, blah, you know, all that bullshit. But at the end of the day, even as adults, we're doing that.
Oh my God.
Even worse by like left, right, conservative,
religious, not religious.
Exactly. This, it's that. Just like. When you
people
actually
with tattoos, people
look
without
at it.
Tattoos.
Yes, exactly. No, seriously.
Like humans will find literally anything to like set themselves apart from other people. Why is that?
Which is interesting because it makes me wonder if there's a reason for that. You know, if there's a deeper reason to that, maybe we're just missing the mark big time.
I think so.
You know, maybe we're supposed to be in these stereotypes, but they're not stereotypes, they're just groups of people, of individuals, of like-minded individuals, but all collectively we still like, I think it's fun, people are going to be different, nobody, we're not all going to be the same, and like people will be like, oh, so you're a communist or you're
but
a socialist,
why can't
or
we
you're...
like at least respect someone enough to hear their differences, at least hear someone else's opinion, learn from it, take something out of it. There's right, probably something not, to right. to get out of someone's right. opinion, even if you disagree with them completely. There is something there, something. And there's somewhere you can find common ground. And when it, like, why is it not okay for people to just be like, oh, we disagree? Anyway, you want to get a coffee. Like, that doesn't exist anymore. And if we keep headed down that road, and I think even social media is bringing us further and further apart, as much as it brings us together. It's making it
easier for us to divide.
Exactly.
Harder to stay together.
Yes. And that's going to screw us, because we have to work together in order to get anywhere in life.
Well, look at history. If you look at history, the societies and civilizations that lasted the longest stuck together, and they stuck together in its purest forms most of the time.
Yes.
And
they remembered their common goals, their common right. interests, and what they had to have in common,
right.
common ground. Until an asteroid hit them, and then it don't matter what you
well,
do.
That's the thing, is like, is it even worth it at this point, trying to fix it if a mass extinction event
We're getting into mass extinction right now. I'm good. How about let's go into the rest of this?
Okay. Back to astrology.
Not like an anxiety attack. No, let's start with our ponder sesh here.
Okay. Well, I literally just want to mention this for a second.
Oh, this is cool. This is fucking cool.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk about this on here. So another big thing that happened this week is we discovered liquid lake under the surface on Mars this week, which is big news, but not as big as news as I think a lot of people think, because we already knew there was water there. Mm-hmm. We just didn't have liquid water. But basically, the European Space Agency discovered first evidence of a liquid water lake below a thick layer of ice at the planet's south pole. So it could be cold and like a salty layer of liquid water under there. So this is big because where there's liquid water,
There's life. Is lifeblood.
Right. Which, for me, this only solidifies my belief that there was abundant life on Mars at one time. At one point in fucking the history of everything, Mars had life. Possibly humanoid, possibly...
We have
possibly,
got to talk about that.
Yes, sometime. Yeah. No, we could do a whole history of Mars.
I could say so much. I'm so interested with the idea of there being a civilization on Mars at one point that could have been
right, and there could be one there now. Is the other thing is that
inside of it.
If there's water there, then you know there's this technology. Could be somebody under the surface
Mars
too.
Mars mermaids.
So that's very crazy. Interesting, and I think this is just yet again another. You know, we're slowly inching our way towards this official sort of declaration of we're not alone. You know, we're not the only intelligent organisms in the fucking universe.
It seems it's only a matter of time until everyone's going to have to just come to that.
Time is ticking down. I mean, whether you like it or not, it's happening in our lifetime, 100%. I'm going to say that. I think so, 100%. And that's really exciting. I'm really fucking pumped.
Would you bet our entire life
savings? I would bet our entire life savings on it because the amount of space things that are happening right now is it's ramping back up. We're ramping up. We got the Space Force coming. We got all of these missions planned to Mars. There's a reason for this. There's a reason we're not fucking with the moon and we're going straight to Mars. There's a reason for all this. Seriously.
We're not fucking with the moon.
Yeah, seriously.
It's true, though. That's so crazy.
And that's happening in our lifetime. So, you know, towards the end of our lives, it'll be interesting to see where
things
are at.
Imagine one day, guys, we're, you know, podcasting 20 years from now and we're talking about the first Mars landing. Elon Musk has set the flag down. He owns it officially. Just kidding. But that would be so interesting to watch happen. Like, just buckle up and enjoy the show, my friends. There's a lot of interesting discoveries on the horizon.
I feel like once they kind of roll out the, you know, we found microbial life on Mars, that kind of opens the doors for, by the way, look what else we found.
Look, there's a whale.
You know that thing called Roswell? Well, guess what?
They were from here.
We actually recovered some alien beings there.
Yeah.
And reverse engineered their fucking technology.
Speaking of which, guys, we're doing a trippy talk on Roswell this week.
We'll be
up like the day after this is up. So we'll probably be up by the time you're watching this.
Which Roswell is a very interesting story and event in U.S. history. Perhaps one of the most significant ones, but...
Right.
I don't know. It's pretty exciting. So let's get into what the ponder sesh is. So what is this ponder sesh you speak of?
Well, we just thought that since we've been pondering already this whole time, that's basically what we want to do.
We spent the first half hour just we're just going to continue that, but slightly more structured.
I really think I called it a bullshit fest or something before, but that's I've not changed as ad the friendly. Name to Ponder Sesh.
I like it.
It's well, and it's not bullshit. It's all like factual things. It's all interesting.
No, it's interesting
really.
Stuff. Make
yeah,
you think.
We just wanted stuff that we just wanted something that was a little more easy for you guys to digest, to just listen to. That's not like, oh my God, the five families are taking over the world, you know? We
or just like, to be able to, you know, like, hit the brakes a little bit.
Yeah, and just have something a little more casual so that when we do have guests, it feels a lot more natural. And we know how to just conversate right. without following a storyline.
Right.
We
gotta practice.
I think we're giving like a huge explanation. You guys are probably like, yeah, cool.
I like, get on with it. Get on with it.
I just know there's gonna be those people out there that are like, it's disappointing, Kendall and Josh, yeah. to not have a full crime.
I think this is a little unorganized. So.
Some people like come hard.
It's like, guys,
this one's gonna
please.
Be unorganized. If you don't like unorganized, just like, join us. Out. I got ADHD. This shit's never gonna be organized. Like,
ain't
this is
truth.
It is what it is, but
right,
this
what
is
you got
so interesting.
All
okay
right,
ready. So John Wilkes' brother, John Wilkes Booth's, okay, do you know who he is? Come on, John Wilkes Booth, what are you doing with your Starbucks,
dude? My straw is destroyed, dude. Look at this straw.
Oh,
it's butchered.
What happened? Okay, anyway, John Wilkes Booth.
Yes, I know who he is. He killed Lincoln.
He killed Abraham Lincoln.
Supposedly.
And in the future.
Allegedly. Sorry.
John Wilkes Booth's brother, John Wilkes Booth, sorry, I keep struggling to say his name, saved Abraham Lincoln's son. Isn't that weird? Do you want to read this? I feel like
okay.
I'm just going to screw
sure.
up the words.
So during the Civil War, a young Robert Todd Lincoln was traveling by train from New York to Washington during a break from his studies at Harvard. He hopped off the train during a stop at Jersey City, only to find himself on an extremely crowded platform. To be polite, Lincoln stepped back to wait his turn to walk across the platform, his back pressed to one of the train's cars. The situation probably seemed harmless enough until the train started moving, which whipped Lincoln around and dropped him into the space between the platform and the motherfucking train.
Yeah.
And wow, that's fucking dangerous. And then Lincoln probably would have been dead meat if a strong stranger had it yanked him out of the hole by his collar.
Yeah.
Who was that stranger?
None other than
Edwin Booth. What? One of the most celebrated actors in the 19th century and brother of eventual Lincoln assassin, John Wilkes Booth.
Isn't that interesting? Their
wow.
paths
interesting. The brothers, too.
Interesting.
Ah, or fate. Seems like fate to me. If John,
know.
I mean, that's interesting as fuck.
I thought that was really interesting.
But he says, Lincoln immediately recognized the famous thespian. This was sort of like if George Clooney pulled you from a burning car today and thanked him.
Yeah, because he was like a celebrity.
Yeah, and the actor had no idea to whose life he had saved until he received a letter a few months later commending him for his bravery in saving the president's son.
How weird is that? And it's like, but little do you know, my brother is going to murder your dad.
Wow.
How weird is that?
Sometimes I swear the shit is written before. Like, this is all pre-planned.
I know, it's very interesting. There's like weird synchronicities in life. Is it synchronicities or synchronicities? I can never.
There really is. Whatever. That's so interesting.
Isn't that so crazy? I just thought that was so interesting. All right, I have one other little thing.
Okay,
so you know Runtz, the candy? You know those like nasty fruit things? They're
kind
of good.
Yeah.
Did you ever like a certain flavor of them? Some people like only like, I only like the bananas of those. I love
them
too.
Oh, yeah. That was like it for me. The bananas, yeah.
That really sweet banana taste. Yeah. And you know how that banana taste is kind of, it's like really sweet, but it doesn't taste anything like a banana.
Right.
Like banana
it's way
flavoring
too sweet.
Is generally not like a banana.
No.
So there's a reason for that.
Oh.
There was a type of banana called the, I think it's Gross Michael. It's Gross Michael bananas. And these were like way sweeter bananas, and this is what they modeled the flavoring after. It tasted like them. But this type of banana, when it was called the Big Mike, the Fat Michael in French.
What?
In the 1950s, the majority of it was wiped out by the plague.
Whoa.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? So we don't have these bananas anymore. It's actually it's called the Panama disease. One site said the plague, but I don't know. It was a wilt caused by the fungus. Wiped out the bananas all in Central America. So yeah, now they're not in grocery stores. And that's why when you taste anything that's banana flavored and it tastes like not like a banana, but still like kind of good, it's modeled after that Fat Michael banana.
That's so weird.
Isn't that weird?
Fat Michael.
So it's just interesting because it kind of sparked an idea in my head of like how many food items over the years, over the fucking hundreds of thousands of years this planet's been around, how many have gone like extinct?
Yeah, seriously. There's been a lot, I feel like.
There's probably a lot of fruits that our ancestors were munching on that we've never tried or we've never heard of. Or oh, types yeah. of things. Don't you think that's interesting?
I do think that's interesting, actually. Very interesting. Thank you for enlightening me about the artificial banana flavoring. I thought it was something
fun to ponder.
Ponder about that. I have a series of things that are going to take us a while. So if you have something else you want to share, we should get through your stuff because this is going to be...
No, I can wait. I mean, I can always save it for the next one.
So I found these really interesting statements that are... I'm not going to tell you where they're from. Why? Because I can't prove whether or not they're true or not, but I want to know what you think about these statements. Okay, they're about,
that seems weird.
No, it's just about the universe, basically.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for the first one? So these are just 10 different.
Oh, they're true or false.
They're just true or false.
Okay. So do you guys think these are true or false?
So first statement, and think of them as truth when I read them. Seriously.
Okay.
All right. So first statement, the universe is teeming with life and many alien civilizations are millions of years ahead of us in their technological and spiritual development. Do you believe the statement is true or false based upon what you know and believe?
I say probably that they probably are way more advanced. Is that what it's asking? Yes. Years ahead of us.
In our universe, is there
but
alien civilizations that are millions of years more advanced than us?
I think logically that would make sense. But I have a question. This was actually one of my questions that bounces well off of this.
Good.
Would you be more scared to find out that there was tons of alien races that were way more advanced than us, or to find out that we were the highest, we were like the most far along, we're like leading the pack as
which
far
would
as
scare
technology
me more?
And innovation? Yeah. Which one would scare you more?
The latter of that. I would be more scared to know that we're the superior beings.
Yeah, I agree.
In the universe. I think like, that well, I would fucked. Be like, ooh, man. Then I don't even want to see what's on the other planets. Like,
yeah,
it would have, yeah, it'd just be like a mess. I mean,
yeah, I'm sure
I mean,
it'd just be a disaster. Who knows?
I mean, when you look at everything, one of the other interesting things is like when you look at our solar system and you look at, you know, what makes the solar system the solar system? Why is it a solar system? Well, because our sun, we have a home star which we orbit around, and our home star is very big. Mm-hmm. Very big in comparison to our planet. And what just blows my mind is the fact that our sun is not the largest home star in our galaxy.
So there's definitely.
So life. There is.
Yeah.
I mean, there. This just if you look at the math tells us plainly that there has to be life. There has to be life. And with that, there's got to be intelligent life out there. And I mean, depending on what you know and believe around the UFO subject and phenomenon, then, you know, you would probably say that there is intelligent civilizations abundantly throughout our entire universe, our galaxy, our solar system even. Mm-hmm. And that they are most likely way ahead of us spiritually, technologically. And like a lot of people talk about that maybe aliens or the aliens that are visiting us are interdimensional. So that's why, you know, we don't see them in the way that we would think that we would see aliens, you know, because they're interdimensional and they're maybe they come through different ways or they look like different things or, you know, we just can't see them because they're in existing in another dimension within ours.
That's so trippy to think about.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right. So true on that one. Alien visitors have been coming to Earth longer than humans have been living here. But a universal law dictates that a lower civilization should be left alone.
Interesting. A universal law
dictates that a lower civilization should be left alone.
So the idea is basically that there's like some type of rule that's preventing aliens from like helping us or contacting us. And that's totally possible. If you think about it from a spiritual perspective, it could be something where it's like you have to earn your way to a certain point. And you have to like naturally evolve. Can this human race go through the tests that are presented to them on their own and make it through to become a whatever type one civilization or something similar to that?
Well, when you think about it and the fact that there even is a scale of civilizations and stuff, it only makes sense that there's higher level civilizations.
Well, that's just something someone made, right? The Kardashev scale?
It is, but it's based upon the mathematics and statistics around how large everything is, like Fermi's paradox that. But
there's scientific.
But you, like you said, I think when you look at it from a spiritual standpoint, maybe a part of our growth and our evolution as beings, is we gotta do it on our own. We can't have a savior come in and just save us from ourselves. I think as intelligent and deep pondering human beings that we are, or at least some of us,
we try,
that we should be able to figure this out on our own without help from, extraterrestrials or a higher being or race.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they aren't observing or that they're kind of making sure shit don't get too out of hand.
Like, okay, if they set off a nuke, then we're going to go in.
The nuke thing. That's very interesting, which is definitely one reason why they might try to intervene.
It's really interesting and like almost funny to think about aliens watching us and like, what would they think of us? Like, I think about that all the time. What are the weird things that they would be like, what the fuck are they doing?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm absolutely 100%
like
sure.
Like a babysitter, like a bunch of out of control monkeys down here.
Literally.
Like running around.
We're like confused. The chimpanzee cage at the zoo. Like literally like running around, beating our chests, like throwing shit,
Literally.
Like maybe that is. Like I made a video about, we're an alien zoo. What if we're just a zoo for aliens?
I don't think so. But I would believe that they'd be monitoring us for some type of reason we can't understand. If they are out there, hard to say because like there's no proof that they're even real.
As I have never seen with my own two eyes proof.
Yep. There's a lot of interesting things to ponder out there, in front of me.
Like, I've read, watched, but I've never touched, felt, smelled, licked. Anything extraterrestrial.
Good.
So
don't fucking do that.
All right. So good. I'm glad you like that question. Here's this one. Here's a statement. Some higher technology like free energy, anti-gravity techniques, and vibrational techniques that cure diseases or make matter unsteady are also known currently on Earth. But this is kept secret. What do you think? You think so?
Yeah.
Free energy, anti-gravity. No, I mean,
this is stuff we've talked about. It is. I would be shocked if there wasn't. There's a lot of proof, especially if you look into what, like, Nikola Tesla was doing and stuff.
Definitely. Well, yeah. I mean, that's where you look first.
Gotta keep us dependent on, like, mankind.
Yep.
On the man.
Right. Well, that's what we've talked about is, all these elite families that control all the industries of the world that we rely upon for our survival. So I think absolutely there's technology and different things that are completely just removed from our everyday life right now that could literally be helping and saving people. And, why? I don't know for sure. But, some people say that it's the most powerful people, a part of this, elite ring of people known by many names. So I don't know. And do you think that the elite people that are running the world are like really like the Illuminati or the satanic type people. Like that scares me thinking about that.
I don't know if I've seen enough proof for that. I don't know. That stuff creeps me out too. I don't like to think that that's what it is, but I mean, it could be. What do I know?
Yeah.
I have seen some weird shit. You know, you can only deny so much shit after you've seen some weird stuff, you know?
Well, I mean, when you look at some of the motives of it, it absolutely is occurring. Like people are being abused. People are being kept ignorant and in the dark about a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, some people even believe that we're being poisoned. No, seriously, like through water.
I know. I just thought this was supposed to be a lighthearted
episode. No, this is deep, dude. This is going deep.
I know. I just wanted one day to be scared.
You can kick it back over to your
because we probably are being poisoned. Like, come on, anyone who's listening to this like knows that.
It's just a statement. All I'm asking for is an opinion.
Yeah.
Anybody can think what they want about it, but I'm just getting an opinion.
I think it's absolutely true.
Okay. Good. Moving on.
Good. Good. Listen to this motherfucker.
Why don't you hit us with something?
I'm like trying to tell you guys about banana flavoring. All right, Josh is like, all right.
We're going deep. We're
going deep and you don't scary wanna, again.
We're going inside my head, guys, okay? This is more where my head goes. I'll save the rest of this for another time. We don't have to go because it gets pretty deep.
Yeah.
Pretty deep inside our souls, pretty much. So give us some more.
Okay, well then this one fits in really well because I'm doing it right now. Why do humans have such a strong urge to distract ourselves from the real world?
Why do humans have such a strong urge to distract ourselves from the... That's a good question. Because we have all of these different states of mind, if you think about it. Like, we have all these different states of mind that all require different things, I feel like. I feel like I have like three phases of my brain.
Three phases.
Whatever. I have a phase that's for like work phase.
Yeah.
Where I exhibit and use these skills and knowledge and things for this particular job. But like once that's over, my mind transitions to the next phase, which could be relaxing or, you know, and, you know.
But just like humans in general, like some people don't want it. I mean, at least you and I and like people listening to this are paying attention to the real world because you're listening to this podcast. So you're learning a lot about the real world.
Right.
And the reality of things. And then there's a lot of people that just literally hate watching the news. They're like, oh, I don't watch the news. I don't listen to that. I don't do this. And they only want to watch happy things. And like they cannot handle anything outside of it. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's because deep down they know it's that it's easier. Probably not real?
And your mind always is going to take the easier path.
Yeah.
That's the bottom with anything. It always goes the easy way. And the easy way is to just be like, ignore.
Exactly.
Deny.
And there are some things I hear about and I get so freaked out or so bothered that I have to kind of deny or like turn away from for a second. Then I have to like revisit things again and take a double, you know, another look. But yeah, I think it's definitely hard to accept the reality of our world because it feels so big. It feels like the biggest problem ever. Like when you start naming all the issues we have in the world and all the things people should be aware of and all the oppression and all, like it's a lot. You start taking it on physically and you feel literally, I start to feel physically tired thinking about the world and like the problems we face.
Yeah.
And what some people go through, you know?
Yeah, some people I'm just like, I don't even know how you get through every day. Like, I know. It's just crazy.
Truly.
Because I think that you, at the end of the day, you do need to be able to sort of escape from reality a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I think a lot has to do with the way that our world is and the way that it's conditioned us and sort of programmed us to be this type of way where, you know, we're tied in, connected in. To the hive at all times, you know, we're like always plugged into the hive because we're like little worker bees. We're all like doing our jobs, fucking, you know, working for the system, right, to make it all work or whatever. But it's hard. I mean, it's hard for some of us to unplug because I think you got to unplug in some way, shape or form from one type of reality to another. I think there's just multiple realities that exist and you can create as many realities for yourself as you want.
Yeah.
It's just up to you. It's up to you. What do you need? What do you want? You know, some people need more than others. So,
yeah, no, it's totally true. Okay, this is another interesting little thing here. Guess what the national anthem of, I mean, sorry, the national animal of Scotland is. I will give you, $100 if you can guess it.
Bagpipe?
An animal, Josh. No, it's not a bagpipe.
Is it the Scottish Fold?
Oh, I wish it was. Guys, have you ever... go to YouTube, type in Scottish Fold cat.
So
cutest shit ever. There's this one on Instagram named Otis that looks exactly like Lily but flattened, and it's so cute.
Oh god.
All right.
No, go ahead.
You don't... I'm asking you, do you have any other guesses from Scotland?
Scott. Sorry. No, I don't. Is it a duck?
No.
Is it a bird?
No.
A deer?
No.
I don't know, a sheep?
It's a unicorn.
No way.
Yeah.
Is it really?
It really is. I looked it up. Look at this.
What?
Yep.
That's Scottish. It's probably because that area is so rich in like medieval history.
Yeah, dude, and you just read my notes pretty much. That's exactly why.
Yeah. Which that's actually
what they're known for, their myths, legends, ghosts, witches, magic, water monsters, like, and fairy folk.
That's like medieval central in that area.
Yeah, they love that kind of stuff. But they really, it really is their animal. National animal. Do you guys have any like Scottish people out there? You're like, oh, hell yeah. Of course it's
Scottish.
Unicorn.
Scottish.
Look at that. Scotland national animal.
That's
unicorn.
Cool. Speaking of mythical animals, though, if there was a mythological creature animal you could bring back to life or make it real, which would it be?
Like a mythological creature?
Any mythological creature.
Probably like fairies.
Fairies?
Yeah. I've always loved the idea of fairies. Hell like as a kid, I used to just like really geek out. I had this one babysitter that would always come over and like she would rub my back as I went to sleep and like tell me about this fairyland. She's like, and in the fairyland, you can design your own little house. And I used to love the idea of like being a fairy. It'd be cool to like have some fairies in our backyard. Be like, oh yeah, those are just their fairies. Just like it's a bird hive.
Yeah, that would be. And
they're like, a bird hive? Wow. A beehive.
What kind of birds are in your backyard?
What about you?
Oh man, too many to name. But I mean, obviously dragons would be so cool. Just such a cool sight to see. Could you imagine? Like,
yeah, it would be really cool.
It'd be really cool.
Giant scales.
But
if it looks anything like
cool.
The one in Shrek, I'd be like down.
Dude, so many different mythological creatures.
Okay, here's another question. Yeah. So we've been watching this show called Amazing Interiors on Netflix, and it's really interesting. It's like all these people have pretty average looking houses, but inside it's like a fantasy fucking world. It's crazy.
Yeah, or just something like completely, you know, against the norm or just different from normal
if
houses.
You could design your own special house, what would it be? Like any house.
It'd be a hobbit house.
I knew you would
which
say
is
that.
Basically which is just an ecological like self-sustaining home. So it's basically underground
fit for a hobbit,
and your roof is grass, and you've got just, you know, just a simple little under the ground
in
home.
The lush area with fresh access
in the forest
to the spring
or
water.
Yes, fresh access.
That's one thing that really tempts me about that. Like, I could maybe go do this with you.
Oh, it would be amazing because we could just do whatever we want. We could grow whatever we want.
Oh, it would be so fun. All the plants that I
could
have. I could have a huge
like,
greenhouse.
We could have a greenhouse on top of the house.
Yeah.
So you just like walk upstairs above ground and there's a greenhouse. How
cool
would that
be? You know, honestly, you and I have like the same dream house. It's so funny. God, can you imagine that we're married? But
can
we are so similar.
Can you imagine two earth signs might
hit
it off?
Yeah, two earth signs. Seriously, as long I would
we're
love
like, we
to
wanna
have...
live in the earth, okay?
I don't know how off the grid I'd want to live though. That's my only disagreement.
Well,
I
you
like
can
to
live
be,
off
like,
the
close
grid.
Enough that I can still get to Target, but like I would love to.
Oh my God,
you
don't need to go to damn Target.
I need to be able to get to
you
Target.
You got Amazon.
No, they're not going to deliver to our hobbit hole.
They will.
But it'd be cool to have a place that was self-sufficient, eco-friendly,
near
and had
a major city.
A lot of bright lights, or I mean a lot of bright natural light where I could just have a ton of plants and possibly a greenhouse. That would be my dream.
Good.
Goals.
Let's make it happen.
We could do it. We could definitely.
Absolutely,
like,
dude. It's not that much to have like a self-sustaining house. Like it would be awesome to just like, you know, not have to rely on, you know, some other entity to like live our lives. You know, I'm jealous of people that have figured out how to like make themselves so self-sustaining and like capture all of the solar energy and you know, all of the water, the hydro and all of that. That's just so cool. I feel like it's like where the future's at.
I know. Good thing we're on the same page and we're not like...
I want to live in a high-rise downtown on a penthouse, man. What?
Sorry, I kept thinking I heard something.
Dude, upstairs. You got me wigging out, too. I heard...
Oh, it's someone, it's just like, outside. Fucking driving a loud car.
Yep, it's a motorcycle.
Oh, that scared me. God, I was like, someone's breaking in. Okay, all right, moving on here. Do you want to, do you have another thing? I have another thing.
Okay.
Do you know what, there's no way I'm going to be able to say it. It's called like bonantropy. Boantropy. It's B-O-A-N, trophy.
Bonthropy?
Bonthropy.
Bonthropy?
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's a psychological disorder where someone believes that he or she is a cow.
What?
Yeah.
People think they're cows?
Yep. And they eat grass. They on their all fours. They like drink water. They moo. It's like a real thing. This goes back in time. Right? Yeah, it's a psychological disorder. It goes back to the Book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar. I have no idea how to say his name.
Say that again.
Nebuchadnezzar. No way, that's right.
Olajuwon.
Okay, but yeah, he used to tell people he wanted to be like eaten like a cow.
Nebuchadnezzar, dude.
Oh.
It's Nebuchadnezzar.
What's that from? I don't even know what that fucking
it's
is.
It's biblical. That's how I know it.
Oh, well, he was
a
I'm
king,
sorry.
Yeah, he was a king of Babylonia.
From the Bible?
Yes. Well, the Bible's just the Bible has a lot of ancient text in it from what was written about history at that time, like Nebuchadnezzar, Scrooge. No, I'm just kidding.
I can't
Scrooge,
believe it's Nebuchadnezzar, and I'm like, you just say?
Oh my god. Oh my god. It's Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar. Well, yeah, he was...
Yes, he conquered Judah and Jerusalem and
he also
sent
ate
the Jews
grass
into exile.
Like an ox. And people get confused and they think that this
land
is
move
for... People get confused and they think that it's for all animals when you think you're any type of animal, but no. This thing is strictly cows and ox only.
How do you develop that?
I don't know. People do. Isn't that strange?
That's really bizarre, man.
I think it's very rare, but there's some, you know, recordings of it in history. Interesting, right?
Absolutely. You know something that I find interesting that blows my mind all the time?
What?
Is why the hell don't we have the bottom of our ocean mapped out? Like,
yeah.
Why don't we know what's under there?
I agree. That's
like,
crazy.
Why is it that Google Earth, if it's so powerful to take a picture of the whole planet from satellites, why can't it like show us what's at the bottom of the ocean?
Because they're hiding a lot of things at the bottom of the ocean, I think.
Right, yeah. You're probably right. You're probably right. Absolutely.
If there's submarines and there's like secret bases, obviously.
This is crazy. But only three people have ever been to the bottom of the Mariana Trench, which is the deepest trench on the Earth. It's the deepest point on the Earth that we know of.
God, I can't even imagine the air pressure. I can barely go in a 12-foot pool without like fucking cringing.
Oh my god, dude, it'd be insane. You'd have to be in like a little fucking bubble.
Pressurized
thing. Pressurized bubble. More people have been on the moon than on the bottom of the deepest point in our ocean. What the fuck? We didn't think to like, let's figure out what's at the bottom.
It's a lot less far. I mean, is it? Is it how? Is it as far as it is to the moon? How many miles? How many miles?
Why do you always
want to
know how many miles
there
are? I don't have the fucking miles.
Okay.
Why do you want to know how many miles everything is? The mile, it's like 12,000 miles.
Why wouldn't I ask that? What are you bad? You think it's bad? I want to inquire about something.
Well, how deep is this shit? It's deep. Was 36,000 feet down? Yeah. It's 36,000 feet below sea level.
What is that in miles?
Seven miles down.
Okay. So it's way. How many is it to the moon? Like 230,000 or something. So seven.
So
why are we not just going to the bottom of the Mariana Trench?
Why haven't we had like a bunch of submarines just like rove the bottom and try to figure
out
what's down
there?
Imagine
the shit we would find. Ooh. There's some creepy things under the water that people have captured have been unidentified, like weird looking
the deep
alien
sea creatures
things.
Are bizarre. Well, that's the thing is like there could be straight up aliens down
They've
there.
They've been
for
down
all
there
know.
A long fucking time.
There's like dinosaurs down there, possibly. Like shit that's like so old
megalodon.
That's been here for thousands of years could be living
Did
at
you
the
guys
bottom.
Want to see a podcast on the megalodon? I think that'd be kind
of How about
fun
sharks in general? Like just sharks.
Right. Josh has a major shark fear.
But I love them at the same time.
Yeah, you do.
Cool. I love them, but
with a podcast about
but
sharks.
I don't think I would ever get in water with them because I respect them unless it was like small
more like you're fucking nerf sharks. Terrified of them. I respect them so much. I do not want to go anywhere near them.
Did you see the video of this girl that was feeding nurse sharks?
Oh, yeah.
That got her fucking arm almost bitten off. I don't know
why I'm laughing. Yeah. Well,
I was like, the fuck?
But it's a shark.
But why
dude?
Would you
why
feed
you
it? Right. It's not, I'm not blaming the shark. The shark doesn't know you're holding food. It might associate the food with your whole fucking hand.
Oh, my God.
Hand.
Shocking. The shark is being a shark.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. That was the most shark thing we've seen a shark do.
Fulled out shark.
Yeah. Don't feed sharks, you idiots. It's like you don't feed the bears. You know, you don't go feed a bear and be like, hey, bear, you want some food? Here, come here.
Rip my fucking head off.
No. People are dumb, dude. People get way too close to that. And then there was a story that a group of poachers got munched by a pride of lions that they were hunting. They got hunted by the hunted. Or actually, no, they weren't hunting lions.
Hunted by the hunted?
They were poachers hunting fucking rhinos, dude. Which,
oh yeah, you took fuck that. We need to do an episode on poaching. It's horrendous.
It's horrible, dude.
If you want to get really pissed off, if you're an animal lover, like, oh my God, looking at what they do is just sick. I can't believe people have like no conscience because they're not taking anything from the rhinos but their tusks.
They kill them
or their horn. Sorry,
and take their horn and fucking leave the rest. It's like such a waste.
Such a waste.
It's so terrible. Like, it's no, sick. I absolutely want to do a poaching episode because I think if more people were aware to the issue, then we might be able to make more of a difference, you know, like than we already are. Because it's a big problem, dude. We're going to lose species. Like our kids are not going to know what the hell a rhino is. They're going to be like,
I mean,
a rhino.
We lost bananas pretty fast. Think about how fast we could lose like something like a rhino. But that's like, you know, look at the animals that have been extinct. It's like pretty mind-blowing. The creatures that should be here today and that aren't.
Which, it's interesting that right now, they're getting very close to being able to bring back a woolly mammoth. They're going to bring back, like, recreate a woolly mammoth.
Wow.
We have the technology to be able to bring back extinct species.
Maybe we shouldn't do that.
So we could have a real-life Jurassic Park situation on our hands. No, they're really doing this, though. They're really going to bring the woolly mammoth back. Could you imagine if there was, like, a fucking woolly mammoth you could go see?
I actually have read about this before.
They've, like, figured out how to genetically do it. They're, like, everything is getting more advanced and more advanced. And
I just, like I said, I just can't wait to see what comes out in my life. Like, there's going to be so many interesting things. I feel like every day I love to wake up and see what weird shit has happened in the world.
And it's going to continue advancing. And I think the good thing is that it's getting better. And I think people are waking up to the reality of things. And we're all realizing, like, we deserve a better world, a better place to live without fear and war and violence and fucking unnecessary conflict. Like, we deserve a better world.
And the next generation is going to demand that. I'm telling you, we're, like, getting so much closer. Like, we're so much further socially. So many more people are aware and are demanding like better sourced meat, for example, or, you know, just better,
higher quality food, higher quality living.
There's more interest in sun, you know, solar power. So I think we're like headed, like the next generation's really has way different values than the previous. So, you know,
it's going to get better.
It is.
It's 100% going to get better, I think, because I don't think they can stop. I don't think we can be stopped at this point, which is a good thing. So right now we're just kind of in this period of, I think, 10, 20 years max where, you know, we're going to have to deal with a little bit more shit. Unfortunately, hopefully not a war or hopefully not some sort of major, you know, scale conflict that causes a lot of issue for all of us. But I think if we can get past that and continue moving forward and continue on this track that we are and helping everybody else become aware to the reality of everything in our lives, just more conscious. It's just being more conscious, more of a conscious being. That's all we're trying to do.
Like we keep saying, a consciousness shift going on and people are definitely raising their consciousness. So when we, you know, that's why we called our podcast Mile Higher. We're bringing your consciousness higher. We're bringing things up. Raising consciousness levels. That's the goal of it. That's why we named it that. Obviously, because we live in Denver too, but
because we're a mile higher than sea level.
That's probably a good place to end it here.
It probably helps. This was a great ponder sesh. I gotta say, I really enjoyed this. This went by really fast.
I hope you guys like it as much as we did, because this was like really fun. I love
fucking hate this.
This is terrible. You guys suck.
I never want to see this
just
again.
Just made us a crime. No, but for real, I know some people may not like this style, and you know, it's okay to tune out sometimes and come back if that's what you want to see, because we're definitely going to have more things like this in the future.
Well, yeah, and I think
the majority of people really like this and are going to really like this.
Yeah, and I mean, I love being on a mission for our episodes and like covering like in depth on topics and stuff, but I think it's important to just kind of conversate and have just casual conversation about these things and give you guys an opportunity to really hear our opinions so that we can then hear your opinions, obviously, and what
and
you
have
guys
free,
think.
More room to go off. I hate that every time I say right. anything in like, other podcasts, it's going off on a tangent.
Yeah, you're always like,
there might be something I want to say.
Right. No, that's the great thing about this is like, this is just us hanging out, talking about interesting stuff. Like, this is us with a camera, without a camera, pretty much the same thing. So,
but we hope you guys enjoyed listening to it, because we definitely want to do more in the future. So
right.
if you and did, hit the thumbs up, leave a comment, do all the things that you got to do to let us know.
Yeah, yeah. And seriously, thank you guys. And a lot of things are exciting are coming. We're, you know, doing a lot. I know it's you know, not been where we want it to be, but we're going to get it there. We're
the podcast?
Yeah, just...
This is exactly where I wanted to
no,
be.
I know.
We're
no,
doing
no,
better
no,
than
I
thought we were going to.
I have high hopes for this, okay? No, we're doing great, and I can't wait for the new space.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, I already have a lot of people in mind that I think would be super interesting to come on here and just dive deep into different things about...
Yeah.
From
some people
all
that you guys
areas.
May not even, like, know of. Like, some people who have some incredible information or insight and things to teach us.
It'll be really fun to just open up the floor and let somebody else talk for a while.
Yeah,
and
well, you guys want to hear some other perspectives too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? We should ask someone to come on and like try to like debate us about something, like a conspiracy.
Oh my God.
Get heated up in here.
Let's have just a religious debate.
How about like a debate on like Michael Peterson or something?
No, but that's what I'm saying is it would be cool to talk to like an ex-investigator or something. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure that I'll be able to drum up some people that would just love an opportunity, a platform to come on and share their wealth of information on something. And I would love to do that. I'd just be generally interested in doing that. And, you know,
and we also aren't going to limit this to physical guests. We
also
want to do phone call stuff.
Yeah.
So,
we'll get to a point where we can do like virtual guests. So we can have somebody virtually via... You know, internet.
We might
call,
have someone out
like
there
that.
In our audience that would be incredibly interesting to listen to. I know I really want to talk to a coroner really bad, or someone that does stuff like that, like someone that it's in, you know, mortician type field.
Yeah. And I think it'd be,
I would love to hear about that, or an investigator, or just any. I mean, there's so many different people. So we'll definitely, once we're ready to start looking at guests, we'll have like an email address for you guys to hit up if you feel like you would be an interesting guest. But yeah, that's it for us today.
Yes, thank you for joining us for episode 28 of the Mile Higher Podcast.
For
Ponder
sure.
Session with Kenja.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
Of that.
But thank you guys for joining us. Like, subscribe, share. Please share with your friends, family, your kids, whoever.
And don't forget to stay woke.
We'll see you next time. Bye.